But we need to know where Congressman Tim Walberg is. Good morning, Tim.
Well, good morning. I happen to be in the 2436 Rayburn House office building in my office here.
And, ah.
We'll be heading out a little later on today for Michigan and Mackinac Island for the biennial Michigan Republican Leadership Conference. And I think it probably should be more classified as the presidential conference. I think the only only presidential candidates that aren't going to be there, of the top 11 at least, would be Ben Carson and Donald Trump. I think everybody else is going to be there.
Yeah. Well, we did have a debate this week. Your assessment?
Well, I guess the one assessment is, even in 3 hours, not everybody gets equal time to get their positions out. I think it was a display of quality candidates. I don't think anybody made any major gaffes. And then you had a person like Carly Fiorina, who was elevated from the second tier of candidates after her performance in the first debate, who requited herself extremely well. And I think most pundits concur that she won that debate. But looking at the other candidates, their responses in their areas of expertise were very good, and I think it shows the depth of the bench that there is in the Republican presidential candidate pool, but it also shows the frustration of trying to deal with that many. And fortunately, it's a long time till election, and the voter will have a chance to hear more and more and ultimately make decisions on who they will support.
Do you think the field will start dwindling? Like you said, it's difficult. You have 11 up there. I thought actually the first debate was a lot better when you had just the four candidates debating. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Well, it's tough. You know, it's I think an hour longer this debate than the first debate. You had 11 candidates as opposed to 10. I don't know any way around it. Rick Perry has dropped out. I think you'll begin to see more that will drop out. You have to wonder why some are even still in it, whether it's they're just trying to get on the radar screen for a cabinet appointment down the road. I don't know, but time will winnow out a number of those. I think there are candidates that are even on the platform the other night of the 11 that are going to have to start questioning whether they can continue. Resources, etc., will be a challenge for some of them. But I think you're also seeing over the course of time, as people hear more from Donald Trump, from Ben Carson, from Carly Fiorina, from Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, who all were perceived to be at the top of the tier, some are starting to slide and some are moving up. So it will be a unique process. But I can tell you that I'm not planning to enter the fray myself.
You're not endorsing anybody either?
No, I'm not. I'm not. You know, I've had some of my favorites along the way, but I haven't endorsed. Probably will meet with most of the candidates on the island this weekend, but I'm definitely going to tell each of them I'm just in the watching game right now. I'm not ready to endorse. I think they're going to have to prove their mettle, their ability to carry on, and it's going to be a long and withering process that they're going to have to go through. And you see people like Donald Trump and Ben Carson, who have not had political experience in the past, but have had amazing experiences in their own chosen life endeavors. But there is a something to be said about having had past campaign experience to run for president. And we'll see how it works with those two guys. Carly Fiorina did run for U.S. Senate a while back, so she had at least that opportunity in a state like California. The others have all had experience in some very difficult campaigns. You look at Scott Walker, Chris Christie, for instance, challenging races in challenging states, not Republican states, and they've been successful. But so far, they're not able to show that they can break forward into a top tier. So who knows? This is a unique time in our history. Americans are looking for something that is promising and different. And I just tell people, don't forget to look for character first. Personality is great, but in the end, it's the character that's going to carry the president through some very challenging times. And this next president, whoever it is, has an unenviable task of trying to rebuild a lot of crumbled foundations for this country. And it'll take a person with resolve, with character, and not just personality.
Really need a leader.
You need a leader. A leader that has the humility to say, I can't do it on my own, and I have to work with other people. But a leader also who says, in the end, the buck stops here. I can't blame anybody else. This is my responsibility. So that's something I hope that citizens like myself will be looking at. We want someone, you know, Reagan was a personality, but what a character. I mean, that's my personal assessment of him. I'm sure there are others that would disagree, but I saw him as an example of a person that understood what was proper and right and understood convictions he couldn't violate. But in the process, he also understood that with the strength of his personality, he had to persuade people. And Reagan's ability was to go directly to the American people and do that. So I think this next president is going to have that ability, because even in my district, in the town hall meetings that I do on a very regular basis, people are concerned, they're frustrated, they're angry, many of them, they're worried, they're apprehensive, and they want some hope. And America ought to be a place of hope, because Americans, unlike any other nation, is a place that has afforded hope, prosperity, opportunity, and most importantly, liberty for every individual person, regardless of race, creed, color, assets in life, you name it. And that gives me hope for the future, too, that we'll get through this. We'll get through this time.
Tim, what do Republicans hope to accomplish? What's the goal to going up to Mackinac Island, other than another vacation?
Well, it's certainly not a vacation for those of us who are elected officials to be up there. It's an opportunity for us to meet with citizens. Definitely these people that come to the island are Republicans, and they're also activists. And they're coming with a lot of excitement to meet presidential candidates, to talk with members of Congress, members of the legislature, have up-close personal experiences to be able to share ideas, concerns, gripes, complaints, get answers. So that's what it'll be for. It'll be a pep rally as well for Republicans in leading up to this election year, this year being a unique election year, the presidential election cycle. It will be an opportunity to meet some of the presidential candidates, and then hopefully go off the island Sunday afternoon, go back invigorated for the year-long battle that will ensue to try to retake the White House, to hold on to Congress, and maybe beef it up, as well as the state legislature. So that's really what it's about, and it's a beautiful experience up on the island, of course. Any of your listeners who haven't been there, you just have to get to that jewel up there in the Straits of Mackinac and experience something that I don't think you find any other place, maybe on Earth, at least in the United States, and it's in Michigan. So that's really what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an intense time. We'll the members of Michigan's delegation will fly out this afternoon after our last votes, and they get to the island hopefully for dinner tonight and hear the first speeches. I think Ted Cruz is speaking tonight. I forget who else, but and then Saturday is a full day of activities. The congressional delegation will have a panel tomorrow morning, and that's always interesting to get questions from the audience, and these are people that are paying attention. So it's a unique time.
Well, don't get too much fudge.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. A lot of good food on the island, but that fudge is pretty special. And of course, I go with that fudge that has the caramel in it as well. And
lot of
so that's my
there.
Favorite. If anybody asks, anybody wants to give me a gift,
watch where you're great. Stepping too. Thanks, Tim.
Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, Area Congressman Tim Walberg, heading to Mackinac.